No.
Running to the local shelter for safety, these residents of Thailand's Surin province have just heard clashes coming from the nearby border with Cambodia. Hiding under concrete bunkers that are fortified by sandbags and tires filled with dirt, they tried to count the gunfire and explosions.
How many rounds have been fired? It's countless.
At a nearby hospital, Thai soldiers took cover. Strikes fell. They crawled their way inside. In a separate attack, Thai officials said multiple people were killed from a strike near a Thai gas station. And others lost their lives as Cambodian rockets and shells were shot over across the border. Thailand, in turn, said one of its F-16 jets destroyed a military target. And the government announced it's readied half a dozen other jets for deployment.
The Royal Thai government is prepared to intensify our self-defense measures if Cambodia persists in its armed aggression and violations upon Thailand's sovereignty in accordance with international law and principles.
Cambodia, in turn, also blamed Thailand in a statement.
Today, the Thai military launched an attack on Cambodian military positions. Cambodia has always adhered to a stance of resolving issues peacefully. However, in this case, we have no choice but to respond with armed force against this armed invasion.
For more than a century, border disputes between Cambodia and Thailand have been a long-standing issue, with occasional skirmishes. But relations between the two nations, which share an 817-kilometer land border, began to disintegrate in May, when a Cambodian soldier was killed in a firefight. Since then, both sides have blamed one another for the escalating tensions and clashes.